Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city
state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, President Obama will be at a Ford plant in Metro Detroit today. What's the significance of this trip?
Well, he's getting ready for the State of the Union address, and he wants to sort of highlight the fact that the auto bailout really worked. Most people, or certainly polls have shown that most people think it was one of the more successful things of the Obama administration, and I think he's sort of trying to draw attention to it and rally nationwide support.
The 114th Congress has been sworn in. Michigan lost five people in our congressional delegation at the end of 2014. Combined, they had more than 130 years of experience in Washington. Do you think this change will affect Michigan's influence in D.C.?
Well, certainly. We have it's the seniority system in Congress, not as much so as it used to be, but seniority still matters, and we lost a lot of it. However, it may not be as bad as some people are saying. For one thing, for John Dingell, for example, longest-serving congressman in history, was widely respected, but he'd lost most of his power a few years ago. The Democrats took some away, and of course, Democrats no longer control the House. Carl Levin was a giant, everybody knows that, but he wasn't. Michigan politicians have never gone in really for being the sort of pork barrel types. In some states, South Carolina, Strom Thurmond directed billions to the state and then everything's named after him. Our politicians mainly didn't do that. So we certainly have lost some clout. On the other hand, not as much as you might think, especially since the two biggest giants were Democrats and they're in the minority.
And what are your thoughts on the people that are now in Congress today?
Well, we'll just have to sort of wait and see. There's a Gary Peters, who became a U.S. senator, was probably one of the more qualified people to become a senator, quite apart from politics. He had a long career in government, several terms in the House of Representatives. So he's fairly ready to hit the ground running. Debbie Dingell, who replaced her husband John, was sort of at his side for the last 30-some years, and she's not the typical freshman either. Some of the other folks, of course, John Moulinar from the legislature, David Trott, the mortgage banker, Brenda Lawrence, the former mayor of Southfield, are sort of more newbies, and it may take them a little time to get their feet wet, but you never know.
Meanwhile, the state lawmakers will be returning to Lansing. What will you be watching for with this new legislature?
Well, it's by all accounts a more conservative legislature, a few more Republicans, but a lot more very conservative and Tea Party Republicans. I'll be interested to see if they start pressing social issues, if they bring back this so-called Religious Freedom Act, and how the governor reacts if they start passing a lot of social issue stuff.
Okay, Jack. Well, we will keep updated with you in the weeks to come. Thanks so much.
Have a great morning.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.